よ。USA Radio News.
Mourners are continuing to file past the flag-draped coffin of former President George H.W. Bush at the U.S. Capitol. Among those paying their respects, former Senator Bob Dole, who was helped to his feet so he could salute the casket of the late 41st president. Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise reflects on yesterday's touching ceremony.
To see the whole Bush family there and the whole family dedicated to public service and to remember the greatness of President George H.W. Bush and just the kind of gentle man that he was.
CIA Director Gina Haspel will discuss the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi with a small group of senators today. Republican Senator Rand Paul says he's being excluded from the discussion, but really needs to know the truth.
I've read in the media that the CIA has said with high confidence that the Crown Prince was involved with killing Khashoggi. I have not seen that intelligence.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders, ready in as little as 2 hours, to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more, with exclusive offers and benefits. Time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
A steady stream of Georgia voters are turning out for the runoff election for governor-elect Republican Brian Kemp's old job. Polls close at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and among the big issues are allegations of voter suppression. Our own USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky had a chance to catch up with some Georgia voters.
I don't think there was suppression. Illegals should not vote. They're not American citizens. It's for the Americans. You know, you got to be legal. If they're legal, fine.
I think the black vote, you know, is very important, and we want to make sure all of our votes are counted because, you know, we play a vital role in the society and contributing to this country also.
The National Republican Congressional Committee suffered a major hack during the 2018 midterm elections. That's according to a new report out on Tuesday. The political group was the victim of a cyber intrusion by an unknown entity. And in a developing story, we're keeping an eye on the Dow as it is down over 600 points today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard. And if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Stanford University is refusing to let Dinesh D'Souza speak on campus because the security fee is being paid by a donor. At least that's according to the conservative author and filmmaker and the student group that invited him to speak at the university. This sort of thing is becoming commonplace on college campuses, and Heather McDonald joins Fox News and talks about why colleges nowadays are sometimes breeding hate, in her opinion.
The Kavanaugh hearings was an example that we're all in Gender Studies 101 now, Mark. Virtually every aspect of the culmination of hysteria that greeted Judge Kavanaugh was perfected over the last decade on a college campus. Above all, the preposterous mantra to believe survivors, regardless of the evidence, regardless of due process. This is the campus rape hysteria that has been transforming the lives of males on campuses, creating an extraordinarily costly bureaucracy.
McDonald was also asked when we started seeing this transition on college campuses.
The 80s was when it started, in my view. That's when you got radical multiculturalism that hit. I was in college in the 70s. I'm very grateful for that because I was allowed to read John Milton, William Wordsworth, and Shakespeare without anyone thinking to complain about the gonads and melanin of those authors.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.